Hi, everybody. My name is Rita Crompton, also known as the Inventor Lady, and I hope that you can join us for some of our monthly meetings. They are all virtual. On the second Thursday of the month, we do Colorado and Utah, and on the third Thursday of the month, we do everybody else. Rural America is invited. If you cannot get to an urban meeting in the larger cities, then by all means, join us. Everyone is welcome. And we answer your questions. We help you get to the next step of the inventing process. Today, we're talking about non-disclosures. When do you need it? When should you go after one? And when is it overkill? I had an inventor I was talking with last week, and he's saying, well, my attorney said that I should get a non-disclosure. It's like, well, then get another attorney because your patents have already issued. They are part of the public domain. All right, so let's back that up just a little bit and see, when do you chase the NDA? Well, first of all, when you're just getting started, all right, when you don't have any intellectual property to fall back on, that's when you use the NDA, or I prefer the non-disclosure, non-compete, because after all, if you just tell somebody you can't say anything, it doesn't stop them from competing against you. And that's where a lot of inventors run into some trouble. It's like, well, you know, I told him, and the next thing I knew, he was doing it. It's like, well, if he didn't sign the non-compete and you told him, you've got a problem. So the non-disclosure, non-compete is what you want to go after. It's a fairly simple, or should be a fairly simple, one-page document. Whomever you are talking to is not going to tell or compete against you. In mine, I've got 5 years. Sometimes they ask for it to be 3 years. You can decide. And if you want one emailed to you free of charge, shoot me an email. I am happy to send them out. Use them everywhere in the beginning. Okay. So when is it no longer, you know, time to do that? All right. So first of all right, with your attorney, you have attorney-client privilege, so you don't ask an attorney. When you're talking to an engineer, when you're talking to someone like me, then it's appropriate. I sign them all the time. Engineers, when you're talking about, you know, pricing and, you know, estimates, but you haven't filed any intellectual property yet, that's when you chase the NDA. Once you are patent pending, you filed a provisional patent application, that's when, okay, you can stop going after the NDA because you filed the intellectual property. When you tell someone, I am patent pending, all right, that actually carries more weight than a non-disclosure does. So when I get an inventor that they're patent pending, all right, they've, you know, certainly filed a provisional, maybe even then the utility or the non-provisional, sometimes I'll recommend that, you know, even with the provisional, especially if the client did it pro se, they should still chase that non-provisional, the non-disclosure, non-compete. All right, so with that in mind, if your attorney now has filed, your registered patent attorney has filed for you a provisional, it should be good enough to stand on its own. It should be good enough to protect you as being patent pending. If your attorney is telling you, you still need to run chase that NDA, find another attorney because they don't know what they're doing then, or they don't trust their own work. And if they don't trust their work, you shouldn't trust their work. All right. So now you've got, you're going to trade shows. You can't chase an NDA for every person that's going to come by. All right. If you've posted something online. All right. So I'm not really sure why, once you've started making, posting, showing, that an attorney is going to say, oh my goodness, you have got to get a non-disclosure signed. And again, a non-disclosure does not mean non-disclosure, non-compete. Sometimes there's a clause in there. You want to look for it, but if there is, then you're really, you know, that's the good thing. You're getting the non-disclosure, non-compete in the early days. Once you are patent pending, all right. And I understand there are some qualifiers in that. If the attorney used a template, now then you still need an NDA because you need to find another attorney. Every provisional patent application, every utility patent, or the non-provisional, people use both ways of describing the same thing, right, should be strong enough to stand up in court. And that means you no longer need the NDA. So if your attorney is telling you, you still need that NDA, you still need that non-disclosure, non-compete, again, find another attorney because they know they did a crummy job. That's why you file a patent, all right? And at 18 months after the filing, it's part of the public domain. Anybody can find it. And so when your attorney is saying, oh my goodness, you still need to chase that NDA, that's when it becomes overkill. That's what makes me crazy. So when you're getting feedback from family and friends, well, maybe some of your family members you trust, but otherwise, you know, if it's maybe colleagues at work, definitely you get the NDA signed. All right. NDA, non-disclosure, non-compete. Really want to focus on that non-compete. You tell somebody at work about what you're doing and they're thinking, oh, that's a really good idea. All right. So when you're talking then to your attorney and they said, oh, you know, I become like your partner. No, attorneys are work for hire. You treat them as such. You're the boss. Engineers, work for hire. Don't, when they see it and they've signed now, you know, if it's early on, the non-disclosure, non-compete, you want to make sure they understand. They don't get to compete against you. All right. Don't let someone talk you into letting them be your partner. All right. No, because then the attorney controls it. He gets to start telling you what to do. You're supposed to be the boss. You're paying the invoice. All right. Be really, really wary when someone thinks, oh my goodness, you've got such a brilliant idea. Let me be a partner. All right. Well, partners don't just do the work, they put in the money. They certainly don't send you an invoice. And if you say, wow, that's a lot. Yes, it is complicated. There is no doubt about it. But when you're really focused in the early days, you go after the NDA, all right, a non-disclosure agreement or a non-disclosure non-compete. If you're really getting into the weeds, you might need a non-disclosure non-compete non-circumvent. And that you do need an attorney to draft. But again, you're the boss. He's work for hire. You're paying the bill. Ask him how much it's going to be to draft something like that. If you want my non-disclosure non-compete, I give them away free. All you need to do is shoot me an email, rita@inventorlady.com, and say, can you email me your non-disclosure, non-compete? And I am happy to do so. If you have any other questions about the process, shoot me an email, give me a call, join one of our meetings. It'd be nice to have you. Thanks.